How you doing?
How you doing?
How you doing?
How you doing?
Hey, we're in a field.
Yeah, a field.
We're sitting down, but if we were standing, we would be outstanding in our field. That was not very funny. Hey, I'm Blake.
And I'm Lindley.
And this is your tailgate talk.
Yeah.
So, a few months ago, we jumped on an airplane, didn't we?
Yeah, and went to New York.
New York City.
Everything looked very busy. They should call it the new busy city.
Okay, the city that never sleeps, and that it never sleeps because when you're there, you don't either. New York City. I don't know if some of you may know me that watch these tailgate talks. Most of you probably don't know me. I can just tell you, if you get to know me for at least 5 minutes, what you're going to find is not a New York City guy. That's not really my scene, my cup of tea. But we went vacation with my wife's parents, my in-laws, and we had a good time. We saw the Statue of Liberty, saw all that stuff. It was a great thing. But can I tell you what I was thinking about pretty much the whole time I was there? You got any guesses?
Busy.
No, what do you think I was looking forward to the whole time we were there?
Going home.
This girl knows me. Going home, right? Because I knew we're visiting New York City, but we aren't New York City people.
I was waiting for the toy store.
Oh, I know you were. Yeah, yeah. So I was looking forward to home. You know what Paul said in Philippians chapter 3, verse 20? He said our citizenship is in heaven. You know what he was reminding us? That we're in the world and not of the world. He was reminding us that as followers of Jesus, as born-again children of God, that our ultimate home isn't here. As much of this place, as comfortable as we may be here sometimes, and as beautiful as this place is that God made, this is not our forever home. And listen, that's good news. That's good news because in that forever home, there's no disease, there's no cancer, there's no diabetes, there's no Alzheimer's, there's no dentist appointments.
Yay!
Yeah.
But I like watching the TV.
I know. That's our forever home. So can I encourage you today, if you don't know Jesus Christ, if you've ever put your faith and trust in Him, He went to the cross, He was buried, and He got up from the grave to purchase your salvation. And today He says to us, whosoever will call on the name of the Lord will be saved. Would you cry out to Him today? Tell Him you believe He died, was buried, and resurrected for you, and ask Him to forgive your sin and be your Savior. We would love to talk to you more about what it means to follow Jesus. And so contact us through this LifeWord page or check out that link that's at the bottom of the screen for follow. A great, great, great resource to help you get started in your walk with Jesus. Hey, so glad that you chose to join us on the tailgate today. We're going to save you a seat for next week. Until then, have a great week. We love you. I'm Blake.
And I'm Lindley.
And this has been your
tailgate talk.
Tailgate talk?
About stuff.
Okay. See ya.